Okay, and again, the action is both arms up at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Godzilla, his is understandable.
All right, so is he where we want him to be?
Okay, you want me just to hold him and you do the...
All right, do one thing.
That's fine, go ahead.
Yeah,
2 or 3. Good eye pointing out that my hand was in the shot.
Capture. They're going up together, right? Capture. My name is John Lyons. I'm a teaching artist, filmmaker in residence at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago with Snow City Arts.
For about 15 years now, John Lyons has been making documentaries all over Chicago and often with young adults. In the clip at the start, you heard him working through a scene on a current project with fellow teaching artist advisor John Stein and Godzilla superfan, the film's director, a 15-year-old named Nicholas.
Godzilla was just this giant behemoth demon that seemed to be unstoppable.
The three of them meet almost every Thursday afternoon at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago to shoot a film about Godzilla. And not just any kind of film, a stop-motion film where they have to take dozens of pictures of the same action, or in this case, action figures, and then edit the images together to create motion. Think of the old animated classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or a modern film like Wes Anderson's Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's painstaking work, to say the least. This is John Lyon's second stint working with longtime NEA grantee Snow City Arts, a nonprofit arts education organization that works with young people in 4 Chicago hospitals. Snow City provides bedside instruction and a much-needed creative outlet for kids who are too ill to attend school. They write poetry, they make music, they create visual art. In essence, Snow City's workshops give these kids a break from their diagnosis. Teaching artist advisor John Stein introduced John Lyons to Nicholas his first week on the job at Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago.
He mentioned to me this young student that he'd been working with who was really into Godzilla, really into movies, and wanted to make a stop motion film. And I think you should come with me and meet him and see what happens. At first, I was just blown away by his knowledge and passion of the Godzilla universe. He knows every character, every film, every bit of trivia that you can possibly imagine, and knows the various versions that Godzilla has taken throughout the years.
But I didn't start getting into like the character aspect I saw, the second one I saw, which is GMK, which has Godzilla's this evil demon spirit, and then him having to fight the 3 guardian monsters, which are Baragon, Mothra, and Ghidorah.
He is a really, really funny young man. He's irreverent. He is really, really goofy. He's always telling jokes. He's always trying to get us or his mom or nurses especially to laugh.
My question is, why is your head so bald?
Why is my head so bald? My head is so bald because I think I work with you every week.
You don't work with me every week, though, remember? Sometimes
that's why I'm not totally bald.
You're...
It grows back in the weeks I don't.
Then
he is incredibly passionate about the stories he wants to tell. And so the three of us, John and Nicholas and I, decided, well, like, let's start making a film. Everybody in the hospital is there because of the student's diagnosis. We are there to make art with them, bringing a sense of empowerment into the room. Walking in and saying, you are now in charge of when I come and when I go and what we do from beginning to end. And just that act alone, regardless of if anything is made, is incredibly powerful and meaningful. And generally speaking, when I get in to Lurie, which is usually 9:30 or 10, I shortly thereafter pop down, his room is a couple floors beneath our office, kind of pop down and just see how he's doing, see what's been up with his week. Nothing formal, nothing recorded, nothing, you know, no equipment, just kind of saying, hey, how was your week, and getting caught up. And then kind of seeing what he's up to that day. And again, even though we have sort of a very linear set of steps ahead of us to like complete a film, we've got to, you know, get X number of shots, we've got to edit X number of scenes, it still is driven by him.
Is that what you were picturing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good shot.
What was
yeah.
Gamera doing to Turtle? With the arms up guy.
You still want to do that?
Yes. Only his arms move on the figure. Only his arms and tail move.
So his reaction is, holding his arms up like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened.
Yeah. So can you tell from that shocked?
Yeah.
If he's not feeling well, or if he looks sort of like he's getting tired or not feeling well, like we can kind of gauge that. So if he's feeling a little bit more animated, wanting to shoot, meaning there's, you know, a lot of action in the room and sort of a lot of stuff going on, we shoot that day. And every week, Nicholas brings in a 2 square feet box full of Godzilla action figures.
So describe how you would take emotion and put it into like a plastic toy that barely moves.
Well, they have different articulations, like they can move your arms and legs. And for some kids, like Baragon, he can move his ears up and down to show if he's sad or happy.
The very next week, we started sort of experimenting with how we'd set up the stop motion set and where the iPad would go, where the set would go, where the monsters would go, and negotiating all of that within the confines of his room.
We put the set on this table that tape recorder's on, which I still want to knock over.
When we're done.
And then another tray table thingy is what we put the camera on.
And you take pictures?
With my phone.
What shooting looks like with Nicholas, he does have some limited mobility. So until recently, we had struggled with sort of how to activate him in this very like mobile process, right? Like, so we have the characters on his hospital table where his lunch is served. Like that all gets cleared off when we come in, and like we put a foam core backdrop with the scene on the back of the table as sort of the background, and we lay down a ground. We can remotely connect the app on the iPad to his phone so that he can get into whatever position is comfortable for him, look at what the iPad is showing, and actually capture the images one by one through his phone.
So give us like 1, 2, 3, we can establish him, and then start going quicker, just hitting it.
There you go. So he's basically just raging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're going to have his best friends.
Keep going. And then, yeah, maybe he calms down and kind of just, like, collapses. Yeah.
And while he's doing all that, he is directing John and I and whoever else is there to how the characters want to move. And it took some trial and error, and then we sort of arrived at an ideal setup, and then we began playing around with different movements and different sort of small scenes.
What's next, then?
Angerus and his moving around frantically.
We still want to do that, and that was...
He was moving around frantically, like, going no. And his other leg is still bent backwards.
Lower the camera here.
The reason he's there and the reason all of us are there is, like, never really talked about. To the extent that it's brought up, it's like when nurses come in and say, oh, it's time for, you know, this thing to happen with the IV or this thing to happen with whatever.
Well, go for it. Sorry, I didn't realize you were doing the temperature. Medical first.
Okay.
Movie making seconds.
I need my thermometer back. Godzilla's gonna get it.
I'm actually gonna flip it.
That's already ate it.
Oh, you already ate it.
Take that, Ivy, while you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
What do you want people to know about you as a filmmaker?
I'm a very friendly guy.
And what do you hope your film will do?
I hope that my film will do good.
What does good mean, though? Like, what do you look?
Like, if people start asking questions like, is there going to be another one or something like that, that's usually when I feel like I've done good.
Okay.
Their access is limited while they're in the hospital, and like I said, the environment makes their whole existence sort of centered around, orbit around their diagnosis, and Snow City and the work we do is a kind of a check on that. And like I said, one of the favorite parts about the work we do is that when we walk in the door, we are something different, and we're putting them in charge, and we're giving them a voice in a place where they really don't often have one. And so to empower them that way is really important to us and really meaningful to me as a teaching artist. Some of my most joyful days as a teacher have been in the rooms of these students at Snow City.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Godzilla has so far been a big part of my life.
Is there anything else you want to ask me or John?
Oh yeah, well, the What's your hopes on it? What are you thinking?
My hopes?
Yeah.
My hope is that we realize your vision when we said.
And right. I have a question for you as well.
Well, hold on. Let me answer the first question you asked me. My hope for the film is that we realize your vision and we bring to life the script that you created. And if we do that, I'll be happy.
Okay.
What's your next question?
Can I knock this over?
Huh?
Can I knock this over now?
That was Nicholas and one of his teaching artists, John Lyons, discussing the experience of making a stop-motion film about Godzilla. This is a project of Snow City Arts, a longtime NEA Arts Ed grantee. Many thanks to John Lyons for recording himself and parts of his workshop with Nicholas. A big, warm thank you to Nicholas for A, making amazing art, and B, for letting us eavesdrop on how he does it. Also, a thank you to the Anne and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. To read and hear more stories about the healing power of art, see the latest issue of NEA Arts and follow our blog, Artworks. For the National Endowment for the Arts, I'm Adam Campy.